Being out of town during a tornado is a good thing, unless part of your family's still at home. That's what Terry Duffy had to endure. She was in Madison with her oldest son during the storm, so she asked another village police officer to check on her remaining three kids.
She kicked down a door, and so she went down the basement. All the kids were fine. There's water rushing in, everything else. She told my oldest son that my garage was gone.
Jeff Teeley was fortunate. His garage was spared.
I was in my garage, actually, when it hit. I just missed. I was on the edge of it. And all I seen was the big wind. It kind of calmed for just a second. I never heard anything, but I talked to a couple of my friends, and they said it sounded like there was a 747 sitting outside their house.
No one was seriously injured from the tornadoes. Damage, though, took its toll on both living and dead. Teeley mows Eagles Public Cemetery.
The cemetery, which was there, is no longer there. Every tree is snapped off, and the pines were at least over 100 years old. There was at least 50, and there's one or two maybe standing now. Gravestones embedded in the trees.
Wednesday, Governor Jim Doyle took a helicopter to Eagle and saw the damage firsthand. He stressed he's not a structural engineer, but is hopeful about federal disaster funds.
The damage looked to me a lot worse than what I had read and heard about. And I just do believe that when people really get into those homes, they're going to find more of those homes that are uninhabitable.
Waukesha County Executive Dan Vrakas says the level of damage should send a message to the federal government. We need financial help.
I agree with the governor that when you go through the subdivisions there, the houses that have been severely damaged, I think, continues to grow as they become more closely inspected.
Eagle Village President Richard Spurl praised emergency officials, but noted residents have an important role, which they demonstrated to the governor during his tour.
The governor came down. He didn't just drive through the area, but he also stopped and got out and talked to some of our residents. Our residents showed him what our community is about. Our neighbors that may bicker from day to day, today they're helping each other out. We couldn't do this without them. You know, he talks about this being a good community. That's because of the residents.
The siren that failed to warn people Monday about the tornado is being checked. Meanwhile, a temporary siren's in place. Village Police Chief Russell Ehler says despite the siren not wailing, he was fortunate to have a working radio and TV.
It was covered very well. From a personal standpoint, my wife and I easily had 45 minutes to prepare our four children to take cover, to get supplies in the basement, and we were in the direct path of that tornado.
Despite the wreckage, community spirit isn't damaged. The 48th annual Kettle Moraine Days will go on this weekend. As one firefighter put it, you have to show your resilience. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.